You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Last month, Kern County lost a major court suit to the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund. The group had sued the county over its approval for supervisorial district lines that they say disenfranchise Latino voters. Currently, the county only has one Latino-majority district, District 5, which is represented by Supervisor Leticia Perez. At issue is an east-west split in county demographics and politics. The county had wanted to preserve two separate districts serving eastern Sierra residents, split between the northern half of the county and the southern half of the county. In its suit, MALDEF said that split essentially resulted in disenfranchising Latino voters in San Joaquin Valley communities like Delano and McFarland. MALDEF won that suit, setting off a chain reaction of events that could redraw district lines in Kern County, even ahead of this year's elections. The next step is a hearing today at federal court in Fresno before U.S. District Court Judge Dale Drozd, where both sides will present their arguments about remedies. Yesterday afternoon, I had a chance to speak with MALDEF staff attorney Tanya Pellegrini. Tanya, from your perspective and that of your group, why is it important for Latino voters in northern Kern County communities like Delano and McFarland to be in the same supervisorial district as those further south?
So it goes back to the Federal Voting Rights Act of 1965. The federal government, Congress, Supreme Court have recognized the importance of voting rights, and they've also recognized how seemingly benign voting mechanisms can result in the dilution of minority voting power. And so in Kern County, for example, we know that there is a community of interest between these Latino communities. It has to do with agriculture, with environmental concerns, different political concerns. And so in Kern County, there's this shared community amongst these Latinos that they have been split up for so long, and they deserve to be in the same district so that their voting will not be diluted.
When it comes to actually drawing lines, there's some art, there's some science to it. I know your group has drawn its own lines as proposals. The county drew its own lines. That's how this wound up in court. Tell me a little more about how that is done.
So every year there's the decennial redistricting, and in this case in particular, in 2011, when the Kern County Board of Supervisors was drawing the districts, Latino residents from Kern County and also representative from MALDEF put the board on notice that there was a possibility to have two majority Latino districts where the majority of those voters are Latino, and the Kern County Board of Supervisors decided to implement a map that did not have those two majority districts. And part of that process is public input. And so the public input asking to have the two districts was not taken into consideration.
Going back to the residents in these different communities, the Kern County Board of Supervisors and county officials had wanted to preserve the option of having two different districts for those living in eastern Kern County, north and south. What you're saying is that essentially voters in Arvin and voters in Delano have more in common with each other. Is that a correct characterization?
I think it is correct to say that. They have more in common than voters in Delano have with voters in Ridgecrest.
How significant is it that this case actually came to trial and your side prevailed here? It's relatively rare, at least in recent history, for a California county to be involved in this sort of a suit and to lose it. Does this have precedent in recent history?
Yeah, so why it's rare here in California is that California has the California Voting Rights Act. And so we as a state, we've recognized the importance of having equitable elections. And so because of that, there's been not as many federal Voting Rights Acts, but, they are very hard to prove. They're very time consuming and they're very expensive. And so that's why, these cases are harder to bring under federal law. And the California Voting Rights Act makes it easier for plaintiffs to bring cases. Unfortunately, here, the California Voting Rights Act does not provide a remedy because it's only for at-large elections, and the Kern County Board of Supervisors are elected by district. And so that is why we had to proceed under the Federal Voting Rights Act.
This could, at least looking at the proposed maps and things that came out during the trial, could result in a Latino majority district. Of course, that doesn't mean that a Latino candidate would necessarily win that seat on the Board of Supervisors. But why would this be significant just on those grounds?
Well, it's significant because the Voting Rights Act protects voters. And so we've seen vote dilution of the Latino community in Kern County for a very long time. And when you have districts that are drawn more equitable, and when we see the majority Latino districts, there may not be overnight a shift where we see Latino candidates elected, but we will see Latino preferred candidates elected. And that's really what the voting right is intended to protect. That's the voters. And so it will give voters in Kern County that are Latino the ability to elect the candidates of their choice, something that they've been deprived of for many years now.
So walk us through what's happening next, both on the legal side. We'll deal with that first and then get into how you would like to see this actually implemented. What's the status of the case right now? As you got this judgment a little over a week and a half ago, where are we right now in the court process?
So after liability has been found in Section 2 cases, the next step is to give the county a chance at drawing maps that comply with the Voting Rights Act. If the county is unable or unwilling to do so, then the court will then implement maps that do comply. Right now, we have a status conference set for March 6th, and at that time, we will learn if what kind of schedule that the court will put forward in terms of implementing a remedy.
We have an election coming up. This is an election issue. Supervisorial seats are up. How does this play into the elections that are upcoming?
So we will urge the court to implement districts that comply with the Voting Rights Act for the 2018 election. There's a couple ways that that could happen. It could either be that the court can modify the schedule for the June primary and have the election in June have the new maps that comply with the Voting Rights Act, or the court has the ability to suspend the Board of Supervisors elections for June and say that it will proceed in November under the new maps. And then there's different options that could follow there that the court could do, but we are going to urge the court that it should be done for 2018.
At what point does it become too late to implement something in time for that June primary?
You know, it depends. District courts have found, different timelines are not enough time or are plenty of time. Usually when they find that it's too late is when the election process has happened. What I mean by that is that the vote-by-mail ballots have gone out. The election, is just a couple weeks away. At this time, there's still time to be able to implement districts that would comply.
Is the public going to have a chance to weigh in on any new proposed district boundaries, or is this going to be something decided entirely under the purview of the court?
So generally under Section 2, it is something that's decided under the purview of the court. But voters can always go to the Board of Supervisors hearings and express their concerns and, let the board know what they would like to be done.
Again, we've been talking today with attorney Tanya Pellegrini. She's with the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, which just won a major court suit against Kern County, challenging the county's approval of district lines for supervisorial districts that they say excluded Latinos from exercising their voting rights under the Voting Rights Act. It could result in a second Latino majority district on the Board of Supervisors. Tanya, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.